Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Wednesday night. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And we will be talking to the wonderful Jessica Morris. She was on One Life to Live It then. And she's been in a lot of, favorite movies, Lifetime movies, and, Nighttime News. That movie was incredible. The Nighttime News with Jessica Morris, you gotta watch it, you guys. You gotta watch Wrong Roommate. And yeah, and tonight we are gonna be talking to who about new projects also. And she's also been on ABC One Life to Live as Jen Robertport. Here she is, everyone. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I am so excited you're back. So,
I'm happy to be here. It's nice to talk to you
again. I saw that you were all going to be in a new Lifetime movie. Oh, are you in a Lifetime movie? What's going on?
Yes, it actually aired already. It'll probably have some more air dates, which I can check, but it aired last week, I believe, last Saturday night. It was called The Wrong Student. It's with the same people as The Wrong Roommate. They do all these, wrong movies. But this one I'm playing a different character. And, it's a lot of fun. It actually turned out very entertaining. I enjoyed it, so I recommend checking it out.
Well, I love The Wrong Roommate. I watched it at 2:00 in the morning by myself.
Oh my gosh.
In the dark. Yeah. Not a good idea, people.
Did you get scared?
Oh, yeah.
It's not really a scary movie, but watching it 2 in the morning, that could be a little unnerving.
Yes, I'm like, okay. No, never get a roommate, But no,
yeah,
I love, I love the fact that you're on Lifetime movies because I could spend a whole Saturday watching Lifetime movies because I feel Lifetime movies are the thing that people, could live, could see, oh my gosh, let's never do that in real life.
Exactly. Yeah, they're very easy to watch. It's kind of like they're guilty pleasures. You watch them and you can just keep watching. They keep, I think I heard something that Lifetime doesn't really play a lot of commercials or whatever. It just kind of jumps from one movie to the next. It kind of hooks you in. Yeah.
It's one every, 30 minutes or 20 minutes. It's more than, it's less than what, the soap does. Soap does every, which drives me nuts still to this day.
Right.
But were you working with Jason Scott again on this movie? Because
I thought he was
in the last movie with you.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of work with these same producers kind of over and over again. They seem to like to work with the same people, so that works out for both of us because we want to work and we like working together, so... It's all good.
I joked with him when he came on here last. I go, so you went from brother and sister on One Life to romantic with Jessica. What do you have to say for yourself, young man? And he thought it was funny.
He goes,
I know, you're right. Both of you guys, for One Life to Live, everyone loved you. Everyone still misses, One Life to Live and everything.
Yeah.
And You know, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you keep in touch with your on-screen mom at all, Catherine Hicklin at all?
We're Facebook friends, and we've reached out a couple times, but we don't really talk regularly, no. So, yeah, that's unfortunate, but she's a wonderful woman, and I wish her all the best.
Well, yeah, and after the year, I mean, not the year, but last year she had losing her sister-in-law and mother-in-law, Debbie, one of the Carrie Fisher, my husband's
I know,
book,
it's so sad.
It was like, bing, 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 you know, with that.
Yeah, I just found it really heartbreaking in general. Like, I didn't know either one of those women, but just the fact that, you know, they died so in such close time together that her, you know, heart seemed to be breaking so bad for her daughter. Like, that to me really got to me. It made me very sad. And I just, I'm a very, you know, sensitive person. I just, if I think about something like that for too long, I'll be in tears. So I just can't think about it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it was just one of those things where, you know, like last year, like, you know, every other day, and I'm not being dramatic, it felt like we were losing celebrities, like one and left. Like,
yeah,
and,
it did seem more than normal. Yeah, it
just
seemed like a lot.
It was not funny, but in a way, it was like people were trying to keep Betty White safe, and I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you guys, go work on that. Let me know how that is. But, yeah. And also, you were in the 2016 Rosewood. How was that?
When I did Rosewood? That was really fun. It was, you know, it was a cool role. It was, like, sort of an easy role, like, just playing sort of like this dentist trophy wife. Like, it's very funny, actually, because like growing up, I never, my family didn't have a lot of money, and like I've, you know, then I was like a struggling actress. Like I, you know, other than when I'm like on a show making, you know, good money from that, like I've never been like this very, you know, wealthy person, but for whatever reason, people cast me in those kind of roles a lot. I guess I can play like I'm a rich woman or something, but it's very interesting because it's kind of not who I grew up as, you know,
Well,
I guess I can just play what opposite of what I am.
Well, and it's every, you know, it's everyone's little fantasy to be with. You know, believe
mm-hmm.
me, I always think, okay, if I have $1 million, then I will own ABC, CBS, and NBC, and then I will buy a plane. So, you know,
ooh,
and
cool.
then I will get you back on the soaps. That would be my first piece of business. But has any, would you like to go back in soaps at some point?
I would absolutely, if it was the right part. Basically, when I pick projects, it's about whether I like the script, the project, and whether, more so, whether I like the role or not. Because sometimes I don't even, let's say, love the whole script, but if I love the character, if I'm just like, oh, this is a part that I just feel really connected to, and it's a part that I haven't played before, those kind of things, then I'm in. So of course, like if a soap role came about and it was just a really exciting, fun role, I would snap it up in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I would love it if you were back. I would love it because actually I see you more on Days of Our Life, oh, Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For some reason, I think, you know, that, you know, would be, you know, like two of the soaps by now because I think Days of Zeno Hospital has a big cast. And, well, in Bowdoin Beautiful is 30 minutes, so I wouldn't get to see you for the whole 30 minutes. So for me, it's you know, is this, oh my gosh, is this, you know, crazy like that, you know, with all the soaps,
yeah.
we only down to four, which I
know,
hate because,
it?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of ex-soap
okay,
people are doing
yes,
Lifetime movies. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I love you, Lifetime movies. And
yeah,
we are going to take
Lifetime
some
Lifetime movies and Hallmark movies. And yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Before I take fan calls, I got a little game. What is the new refrigerator right now?
What is what?
What is the new refrigerator? Like, what?
With my refrigerator?
Yeah.
I've got some chicken. I've got some soup. I've got some pasta, some fruit, all kinds of stuff.
Well, see. We always ask someone because I'm always curious. And what is on your DVR right now?
I don't really use DVR. I just watch stuff on, like, Hulu and Netflix and stuff. My favorite shows right now are Walking Dead and Big Little Lies on HBO. I really like.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's
really
so good. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I would love to be on a show like that. Actually, it was kind of interesting because the show I did called Ladies of the Lake that hasn't come out yet, and I guess we're supposed to get word on that soon where it's going to go, but it sort of reminded me of a slightly soapier version of that show a little bit. There was something about it that kind of reminded me of it a little bit.
So
that was cool.
When did that come out?
I don't even know. They just, I heard that we're hearing word very shortly, like probably within the month. And they know they tweeted something about everyone getting an announcement soon. So I'm like right there with everyone else. I have no clue. So whenever I know something, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. We would like to have you back for that because, yes, I love movies. Okay, I'm going to take some fan calls.
Okay, great.
706, you're on the air. 706. Hello? 706. Okay, fine, be shy. Okay, so then I'm going to go to... Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Jessica. It's great to talk to you
again. Hey, how are
you? It's
great
to talk to you again. Yeah, like I said before, thanks a lot. You're such a sweetheart, unlike what Jen was on the show when you sent me the picture and stuff in the mail about 14 years ago. And I can see you maybe probably on Bold and Beautiful as Hope, maybe, because I know that Kim Mutua was a great actress and everything that went with her character Hope. I can see you as Hope on Bold and Beautiful.
Oh, interesting.
But I can also see maybe if Frank wants to bring Jessica back from the dead, Jen back from the dead and put her in Port Charles, I can see you on General Hospital like that. But I can also see you maybe reuniting with Ron on Days because it would be a good character because it would be great. I don't care if they have to have you be recast as the new Sierra or anything. I don't care. And just as long as you're back on Daytime. It would be great to also get Melissa Archer back on Days also to play somebody other than a crazy person like Serena.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So that would be a good reunion. And this time, at least, unlike on One Life to Live, you two won't have to go at each other's throat or anything like that. And
I know, maybe we could be friends this time.
Yeah, I know it's kind of unusual because JPO just left the show as Philip, and that would have been, you know, a perfect reunion right there had he stayed.
Oh, yeah.
But
there'll be another opportunity.
Yeah, but I just wanted to ask you a quick question, and Carly may have already stole my thunder about Catherine Hickman and stuff that's been going on in her family in recent months. But I just wanted to ask you, do you still keep in touch with, do you ever keep in touch with anybody else on One Life to Live or, like, maybe Kirsten Allison, who played Star and later Kiki on General Hospital?
She's such a sweetheart. I don't get to talk to her that often, but we've run into each other here and there, and she's the same as she always has been, just like such a purely good person. I've run into Cassie DePaiva a few times, and she's just an awesome person too, just really wise and talented. And And so, yeah, I run into kind of, you know, it's a small world out in L.A., so
right.
you end up running into all the same people at certain parties and things like that.
Yeah.
What about
Aaron or Bree, one of the Jessicas? Do you ever get
I've run into Bree at a couple auditions. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of nice to see her. But, yeah, I haven't really run into Aaron. Oh, I ran into Aaron also at an audition. Now that I think about it, not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just somehow you always end up running into people out here.
Right. Well, listen, if One Life to Live do return back in some form, whether it be ABC or Netflix, I think they should all ask you back on there. Even if they have to register at 10, then that would be just a great idea. Because I wouldn't mind staring at my computer screen for 30 minutes or an hour and watching it. And I wouldn't mind DVRing it off of ABC no matter what happens. So
well, thank you so much.
I wish you well, and I hope that does happen.
Thank
you. So you have a great night. And
you too.
I'll talk
great
to you
talking to you.
And I'll talk to you on Friday, Carly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great.
Good night, Jess.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Okay,
good night,
bye.
Bobby.
All right,
good night. Let's see.
He's so sweet.
Oh, my gosh, yes. He told me if I didn't get you back on, I was going to be in the doghouse. So, you know, I'm like, no, I mean, that's what these boys do to me on the show. Both boys say, okay, and I'm like, okay, you guys, I will. Like, but if you guys, like, you always stop by. So I always tell them, don't worry, it will happen in a couple of months. You know, and it's better, you know, every time you come back. And I'm bringing David on. Hey, David.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. How are you?
I'm tonight. Okay, you were great on Road Lit.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, I love Road Lit. I want to know, what would you like to work with Asa and Clint? What would you like to work with?
They were just so funny. They were always, like, cracking jokes. And, yeah, it was just like, you know, they were never, you know, uptight about anything, just always having a good time. They were awesome.
Yeah. And Robin Strasser, what was like working with her? What Dorian?
She's a trip. She's such a trip. She's like the ultimate drama queen. Like, not in a bad way, but, like, in a way of, like, she just owns a room. You know, she walks in and everyone looks at her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they were great. I love them. Rest in peace for both Ace and Clint. Yeah. So,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you're missed on TV. And you're great on my
career. Thanks for watching. And it's nice to talk to you. And
thanks.
I appreciate the support.
Thanks. Well, nice to see you. Thanks.
Oh.
Did he leave?
Okay.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you anymore for a second.
No, well, thanks for my question.
What are you up to tonight? Are you doing anything fun?
Watching now. I'm watching on TV. And well, watching Survivor. Well, I was watching Survivor.
Oh, nice.
So, the big reality show fan, Survivor. So,
very cool.
I can never get into Survivor. That is one show I never...
It's kind of crazy how they eat, like, the bugs and stuff. That always just grosses me out.
They don't do that no more, really. The first thing they did that, but they don't do it no more.
Oh, good. Nasty.
Yeah, no.
All
right. Well, thanks for my question. Thanks.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you. Have a good night.
You thanks.
So, yeah, to wrap things up, because, you know, it's crazy. What do you like to do on the weekends before we let you go?
Yeah, I love to go hiking. I usually get, like, a girlfriend or two, and I'll go on a hike, like, this weekend we're going to go on one to find like some waterfalls and we went on a haunted hike like the weekend before last. And yeah, it's nice to get out in nature. It makes me happy to get some fresh air and get some exercise. And a lot of times on the weekends is when I have time to do reading and writing. I write, you know, work on some scripts I'm working on. And so I stay pretty busy on the weekends. Like, I kind of think that sometimes I need days just to, like, lay in bed and watch TV all day and do nothing because I put too much stuff on my plate. But I do like to get a lot accomplished on the weekends, too, even if it's relaxing stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I always say I love about Sundays because it's the one day that I can just relax, stay in bed, get some toes lost. Yeah. I love it. Oh, and before we let you go, what is your favorite food of all time? Jessica? Jessica? And, hold on, people. Hold on. Hi, David, you're still there, right? David? David? Oh my God, that was weird. Maggie, can you hear me? Maggie?
Yes, now I hear. Yes.
Oh, okay, hold on.
There's nothing.
Well, yeah, it went dead on me. And I didn't know what I did. You know, yeah, and I lost Jessica. And she's calling back in for a sec. Oh, there she is.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I wasn't sure what happened.
Yeah.
I was quiet.
You know, sometimes I think with the crazy weather all around and, like,
there's
bad weather in, like, New York or whatever, then this is real block talk. Yeah, it is. My best friend Maggie and the host of the show is on the line. Hey, Maggie, did you want to add Jessica anything really quick?
I just want to say hiya, Jessica, and I miss seeing you on TV.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, thank you. And Carly said you were going to be on. I said, fantastic, I want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice of you to call in. I'm glad people called in. It's always nice to talk to Carly, too.
Oh, well, yeah. Of course. But no, we would love for you to come by when the new Lifetime movie is out. Because Maggie and I are like Lifetime. I mean, maybe they're the Dixon and then, you know, involved in Lifetime movies. But, and I will never watch The Wrong Roommate at 2 o'clock in the morning ever again. Alone, I've learned my lesson.
Those movies are. Yeah, I think it's because of the lack of commercials or whatever, because people just watch them and you don't even realize you're watching a new one. And then you realize, now I started a new one, so I've got to watch the whole thing.
Exactly.
And you can just go on and on like that. Yeah.
It's a very good movie, but don't watch it at night.
I know that.
Exactly.
But,
you learned your lesson.
You know, both of our friends were on, you know, Jessica and Jason. So I feel it was my civic duty to watch them.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Well, yeah, and if you see Jason anytime, so tell him, email me back because I want to have him you know, on the show. And at some point, I want to have the two Rapopo brother and sister on the show together. I think you two
would be
hilarious on the show together.
Wow.
I think it would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, maybe I can ask him next time I see him if he'd like to do that. I'm sure he would.
Yeah. Ask him and Facebook me and let me know, because I think that would be fun. Because you guys have really
good chemistry.
You know, whether
he's just such a sweet guy. You know, it's hard to not like Jason. He's just that kind of guy that he never has an attitude. You know, he's just always a very
really
sincere and great person to everyone. Yeah, even if you're working long hours on set with him, he gets kind of quiet sometimes, but he's just always a sweetheart.
Oh, we love him. And, you know, like One Life to Live, I loved Rex and Jen. I'm still not over Jen. You're dying. I mean, you and Rex could have been the super couple of all super couples. But no, they just had to kill you and ruin my whole thing. You know, I'm still not forgiving them for that, because, you know, I mean, but, you know, really, you brought your A game to the last couple of episodes of One Life to Live. And, you know, I was yelling at the TV. I'm like, don't kill you. And I was really, really yelling. I'm like, why? You know, because at that time I wasn't buying soap off the digest. So I didn't know you were actually getting killed off. And when that happened, I was so upset. And
yeah,
but
it
I loved
nowhere,
it when
right?
you came
surprised people.
Back in a dream sequence. I love that.
Oh,
I was happy.
In the Rex's dream sequence. Mm-hmm.
When
that was fun.
Great. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was great when you did it. I love it.
Yeah, and Maggie, before you called in, Bobby and I and David were giving her advice. If she should go to Days of Her Life, YNR or Bored and Beautiful?
YNR.
Yeah?
Okay.
Maggie and I
right
agree.
If it's the right for me, then sure.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
They're great people over there.
I will be tutoring that for the next couple of weeks, people, to get Jessica on YNL.
Awesome. I love it.
We thank you so much. Yeah,
sure,
and thank you so much for calling in. And, yeah, let me know about the when the new Lifetime movie comes. We will have you back again. And also let me know what Jason says.
Okay, I will. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
You take care. Thank you very much.
Have a night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, David.
Hi. I'm Maggie.
Hi.
Okay, well, we are going to just have a really quick thing, and then we are going to get off because we will be back on Friday.
I'll be there.
I just want to say congratulations on my TV husband, Daytime Emmy. I just want to say congratulations, Laura White, my favorite actress of all time. I want to say congratulations to John Anderson for his first daytime nod in decades.
Yeah.
And, Mom, am I missing anyone? Oh, yeah.
Scott Clifton.
And Abe, congratulations to James Brenners. We are so happy for you. Congratulations to Steve Burton, Pure Bergman, everyone that got nominated. We are so happy and proud of you guys, and You know, the only one that we are mad about not seeing on the list was Benice Bernard, right, Maggie?
Well, it's like this. Mo, if you're listening, you have to submit a reel because I got to have you after on the list. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Isn't that stupid? Somebody else should do it, you know. A reel that
Mo
was on.
Yeah, no, you know what? Yeah, and I mean, I'm so excited about Lois, though. Everyone knows what a Lois White fan I am. And, you know, and let's see. Because, you know, really, I will never understand, like, what did Thus Walton do, you know, for lead? There's a, you know, little, you know, oh, and also we want to congratulate Kate Massey from Days of Our Life. And we want to say also Kelly Sullivan got a supporting actor nod, and we want to say congratulations also to Lexi from the New Hospital, we go from Bold, Chloe from Neil from the New Hospital. And why and all the younger actress who played Faith also got it. And all the drama series got it. And then, Mom, guess what? Outstanding game show, Celebrity Name Game got it. But most importantly, my favorite game show, I know Maggie knows where this is going. The Price is Right. I love my Price is
Jeopardy.
Right. Well, yeah.
Jeopardy.
See, Maggie loves Jeopardy. And I love, and also Judge Judy and the People's Court and Hot Ben, I want to thank you all because you have taught me Lego stuff. And, Mom, I am mad. Okay. Outstanding morning program. CBS got a Good Morning America good today. Got it, which I think is a joke. Outstanding entertainment news. Access Hollywood E! News. ET Inside Edition. Well, I'm going to go for Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition. Outstanding important talk show host. The Pew. Doctor Fake Oz, Steve Harvey, Larry King, but I love the kissing. I love the kissing on the Food Network. And I'm happy it got, you know. And let's see, before we go, also talk show host Wendy Williams, The View, Harry the Wheel, Live with Kelly the Talk. Outstanding talks of The View, and indeed generous, Maury, Live with Carrie in the Talk. And and let's see,
let's make a deal with
TJ.
Maggie, what did you say?
Wayne Brady for Let's Make a Deal.
Yes, he got it. Who does Price is Right? Do you not get it? I will say to my dying breath that they had either got done Price is Right. Okay, I know I need to get over it, but you know what? My sweetie deserved that job and everything. Mm-hmm. And also Grandma will be happy. Maggie Wheel of Fortune got it. You know how she loves the Wheel of Fortune.
She does. And what kind of message did you have, David?
What?
David had tried to say something when I was talking.
I was saying TJ got on me. I don't understand why he was on a show for a year.
Yeah, TJ. Yeah. And,
he's been on the show for over a year.
Yeah, and General Hospital, he's with Molly, but then both of them are missing.
Yeah,
actually, hold on. No, she's a guard on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Molly,
yeah.
God, Molly didn't, which I would never understand. Blake Craig, ex-Morgan, got it.
But he was on your phone for a year.
Bernard.
And I will tell you another name I wanted to see on the list that I didn't
Cameron
see
Case.
On the list.
Sharon Case. Sharon Case. Sharon
Case. No, we don't want her on the list. Megan, I don't want her on the list.
No.
At all.
Okay, my bad.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You pick her off when she dies, so that's okay.
Well, yeah. But I would love to see Melissa Claire Egan get one. I would like to see Amelia, even though Amelia got it in, 2 years in a row. So I understand that. But, and what I hate about the Daytime Emmy thing, Mom, is the fact that I know Mo's not on there, and we will treat the wrong tonight, don't we? But what I don't like about the actor, supporting in the drama series for the actor, why are they making me pick between my John Anderson and Steve Burton? And then wondered, why?
It's not fair.
What?
When did Emmy's going to air this year on TV?
Wait, Mom, what were you saying?
Three-way tie.
Well, I know, but you know how much I love. You know how much I love my Stevie.
I know.
The daddy taught me that. And I love, what a big fan I am of John Anderson.
Zane Renner
is a guy. I mean, he's been so supportive of the show.
Everything.
Doesn't even get mad at me when I accidentally call him Abe, which I have done in the past. But also, when you have outstanding lead for Peter Bergman, Scott Clifton, Billy Finn, Vincent Ayers, and Kristoff, Mom, who will you pick on that?
I have a three-way tie. I've got my Vincenzo, Kristoff, and who's Steve Burton.
Okay. Well, no, Steven's in the supporting. I'm in the lead. It's Peter, Scott, Billy, Vincent, and my husband.
Oh, yeah, Vincent Parisi. Vincent Parisi is up too this year. I think for sore party.
But you know how I am, okay, people. Mom, who did you think I'm going to pick for lead?
Kristoff, naturally.
Yeah,
Me
too. I think you might win too. Kristoff, yeah.
Supporting younger actor, I cannot, Lexi, from the H-Wiggle, Nicole Hunter King, I love from, Hunter King from YNL, Chloe, from Zeno Hospital, well, I love her as an actress. I don't like the character. So don't write me evil emails. And I love Asher Lynn, who plays, Little Faith, And but you know who we did not see? I'm mad. Know what? We sure saw Brooklyn for the younger. And both outstanding actor, Yes, Mike Spencer, I am mad because that scene where Sonny has to tell Spencer about Nicholas. and goes, okay, put your costumes away. We need to have a serious talk. And I will always say, when Sonny was going to go save Spencer, that should have been on when he spun our wheel. Because right there, that was some really great done acting by Mo and Nicholas. You know, I'm going to forget about, you know, what's his face? I would try and kidnap my little guy.
Oh,
you know, I'm I cannot stand Valentine. I will never like him. I think
he seems a little rough.
Yep, I do not like him. Oh, and before we go, we have a couple of announcements. Friday, we will be back here at earlier time, 6 o'clock. So keep going. And then on... Yep, and then on... April 6th and 7th, we have people coming on. And, you know, April's going to fly by. But please, God, don't make it fly all the way to June, because that means, my birthday is in June.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but, Mom, remember how old I'm going to be?
Okay. We're forgetting about that, remember?
Oh, yeah, we can forget about that. Yes,
anything over 30, forget about. Once you become a stand-up,
I forgot about 20 years ago.
Could have been.
Well, but so in and the reason why Bobby is not here is Bobby was here in the beginning of the show, but see, he had to go to bed or get ready for work in the morning.
Mhm. Oh yeah.
So
right.
You know, and
an
so yeah, and then so with that, and we are gonna end this so early. But like I said, we will be back on Friday. And David, thank you for calling in. And
now
again,
my time, right? 9 o'clock my time, right? 6, 9 o'clock.
Right, 9 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
6, 8, yep. And then I have a busy weekend coming up. It's gonna be a lot of busy weekend, Mom. A nice weekend, but you know. Who knows if I'm gonna end up in Israel, so you know.
And we can't forget Carolyn. From Diane from General Hospital.
She's nominated
for her web series. Yeah, her web series.
Okay, congratulations on that. You know, we love Caroline on the show. She's been
love
so
her.
Sweet. David, keep on sucking for when Kendra on top will be back. Just keep sucking once in a while.
Yeah, there's no air date yet, so
keep sucking like every couple of months.
we are gonna
end this so early, but we will be back on Friday at 6 o'clock West Coast time.
Hopefully, warmer temperature.
Oh, I know. I agree.
Warm in Florida.
Yes, it's gorgeous in Florida. I'm getting homesick, and I've only been there once.
Okay,
good night, Maggie. Good night, Carly.
Oh, yeah, and Fenora Hughes. Hughes, supporting actress in a drama series. So,
congratulations to all the nominees.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, now,
you're all winners.
See you guys on Friday.
Submit a reel next year.
Yes, Mo, we are going to have another talk with you. Okay,
yeah.
Night, guys.
Good night, Carly.
Good night, David. Night, Carly.